I am Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show. Okay, how's it going, everyone? This is Jimbo Paris here. Welcome to the Jimbo Paris Show. So we have Daniel B. Gomez, an award-winning keynote speaker. Let's hear what he has to say.
Jimbo, my man, what's going on, sir? How you doing, man?
Great, great.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm grateful to be on your show. I brought the energy today, so I'm ready to drop some massive value to your audience and let them know what the Jimbo Paris Show is all about, man.
All right, thank you. So for the first question, can you kind of tell me who you are, what you're about, and what your message is?
Man, well, my name's Daniel Gomez Inspires, and I love people, and I'm about just adding value to people. And one thing I realized, Jimbo, is most people, over 90% of people undervalue themselves and who they are. And 5 years ago, right, my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer, and my life just went upside down. God has a way of getting our attention, and when she was diagnosed with breast cancer and she had a double mastectomy, she got depressed on me, so I as the husband, had to make a decision. Was I going to continue working and running a dealership, multi-million dollar corporation, or was I going to resign and take care of my wife? So I made a decision to resign, honor my vows, and I took care of my wife. And along the process, God told me to go out to the world and become a motivational speaker. And as they say in show business, the rest is history.
So where did your faith begin?
I was 26 years old. My dad got sick on me, and he was diagnosed with colon cancer, and they gave him a month to live, literally 3.5 weeks to live. And I just remember crying outside the hospital. I went home and got so drunk because just didn't know how to handle it, to be honest with you. And that next day I went to the hospital, and they were there praying for my dad. And I just asked God, I don't know who you are. I said, I believe in a God. I don't know you as God, my God. And I just said, if you help my dad live longer, I'll serve you the rest of my life. And went home and woke up the next day. And my wife thought I lost it, right? Because the spirit in me just woke up. And ever since then, God's just been in my life. So it's been 22 years, man. My dad ended up living by God's grace another year. I got a whole year with him, and I spent that whole year with him. That was my first journey in entrepreneurship. We had a piñata store. And he ended up passing away, but I'll tell you what, I was grateful that God gave me that additional year with my dad. So I spent pretty much every day with him. So it was pretty amazing.
And when you first took, so what was the first step you took into entrepreneurship?
It was at that season. So when my dad was sick, right, he came to live with us, and I just felt it in my heart to do something. And there was in piñatas, right here in the Mexican culture, there's like little party favorites that you beat up. They look like cartoon characters or different trucks, cars, whatever. And we went and bought a big old U-Haul looking truck. We loaded up with 200 piñatas, and I'd go knocking on doors. And we were doing good, actually. We were doing really, really good. And then I just kind of learned, got my feet wet as entrepreneurship. I was 26 years old when we opened the store. Had it open for like a year and a half. And after he passed, my heart wasn't in it anymore, and I didn't want to do it. But I'll tell you, we closed down the store, but I learned so many valuable lessons about myself that I could do it, right? Because that was really the first time I went and sold for myself. And it made me stronger, right? I think so many times right now and today, a lot of young entrepreneurs want to be successful. They want to be an Instagram star. They want to be famous. And they don't have no grit. They don't have that foundation that Ghana's, right? I can teach you anything, but I can't teach you to have heart, Jimbo. And I can't teach people how to have heart, but that's the secret sauce to anybody's success. If you don't have that grit, I call it corazón, right? If you don't have that corazón, you're not going to make it. You're going to be easily discouraged. And believe me, I've cried many times. And even today, right? There's, as we grow, right, I'm always elevating and ascending to higher levels. But it's always a point of really stretching your faith, stretching what you can do on your own, and then relying on God for the rest. But let me tell you, there's still tears along the way.
And grit is a combination of passion and perseverance. And I could already feel by you that you have both of those things. Is this where this high energy you have comes from? Does it come from that passion? that you have in your business and what you do?
You know what breaks my heart is when I see somebody, right, that has potential. They have it in them. They have it. But the sad part, many don't see it, Jimbo. Many don't see it. And you're like, what are you doing wasting your life? Like, what are you doing living mediocre? What are you doing living average? And this is the thing that you don't realize, right? I was looking at the Olympic medals. And the reason I bring that up is in America, right? In America, I was looking back to four, eight years ago, because it's every 4 years. Every year in America, our gold medals seem to kind of come down. And right, but the reason is because the standard for average, right? The standard for average comes down also. So even though you were average 15 years ago, well, now if you're average, you're even below average now compared to 15 years ago. And people don't realize that their standards are being compromised. And because their standards are being compromised, they're not even tapping into the potential, a fraction of it. And it's sad but true, but that it breaks my heart to see somebody that says, you know, you could be doing more with your life. And right, I get it. Not everybody's meant or born to be an entrepreneur, but it doesn't matter. Even if you're one of those that supports a business or has that career track, I get it, right? My wife loves what she does, but I always push her, hey, you can always become more, right? And it's like the great Jim Rome said, to have more, you must become more. Everybody wants the more, but they don't want to become more and go through the process because it's painful sometimes and you got to go through that painful, right? You're not going to get the gold bold. You're not going to get that success, that reward, that $1 million contract until you go through the process and your character's ready to handle that much success, Jimbo.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned going through the process, and I'm seeing that thing you have behind you, and you say you must learn to think like a millionaire. So is that a part of the process?
Yeah, well, you know, so our new book just came out, The Makings of a Millionaire Mind, and we've been doing phenomenal. It's on Amazon. We've been selling 3 books a day, and it's by God's grace, it's been great. But so many people, they think, right? They think that you get $1 million, I'm a millionaire. No, because think about this. Lottery winners get millions of dollars, and they're not millionaires because they lose it within 2 to 3 years. Why? Because they don't have the capacity, they don't have the mindset, they don't have the thought processes needed to handle that capacity of money. So what happens is, if you don't have the capacity, this is where most people mess up in business, right? Especially men, because this was me. I'll be honest with you. We don't know how to receive. We don't know how to receive a compliment. So if we can't even receive a compliment, how can we receive thousands and then 10,000s, hundreds of thousands, and much less millions? So you really got to frame and recognitive frame your consciousness to really start the process of becoming a millionaire and thinking like that. And then once you start the process, you gradually start to ascend even further, right? You elevate, you up level to the next level, and then you start attracting higher level of business clients, higher level of just living. And it's a process, but most people, they want to go from that used clunker car to a Rolls Royce, and it doesn't work that way because you don't have the capacity to handle that level of success.
So is that how you developed your capacity?
Oh man, I cried a lot, bro. I'd be, you know, the thing is this, is we all have, I call it in the book, right? In my book, I call it a set point. We all have a financial thermostat. In the book, I call it a financial thermostat. And what financial thermostat is we all have a set point of monies that we make. Whether it's 40, 50, 100,000 USD, we all have that comfort level. And once we hit that, say, we'll just say it's 50,000 as an even number. Once you hit 50,000, all the things you did to get you there, you stop because you already hit it, right? You hit your goal in your mind. My bills are paid. I'm good. But what if you raise your set point? If you raise that financial set point, that financial thermostat to higher, think about how many people you could help along the world that maybe need some additional help. And for me, right, I was in the automotive industry. I ran multi-million dollar dealerships for many, many years. I had a high set point because, you know, we make real good money in the automotive industry. So right away, as soon as I started my business 5 years ago, I went from 0 to 100,000 like that in the first year because that was my self-image. That was my financial set point. Does that make sense? And most people that come out of 9 to 5, we'll just say in America, 9 to 5, Well, what happens is this, their financial set point is that $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year. So they struggle just to even hit that because they don't have that financial set point and they have a different thought process.
And you say you were in the automotive industry, you know, you kind of look like someone who would be a very good salesman or
something. You know, I was on the track, they call it the track. I sold cars for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And just worked my way up, became a sales manager, desk manager, new car manager, GSM, to ultimately I ran a Chevrolet dealership. I still wear my Chevy dealership ring, right? General Motors, because it's just a conversation piece. But it's that's where I got my grit from. That's where I got my substance of not giving up and persevering and knowing that, guess what? They might have said no today, but whoever said no, I'm that much closer to a yes. And that's the way you have to think, right? Because, right, someone out there needs your services, Jimbo. Someone out there needs my services. And if we keep on knocking, keep on going forward, keep on being gritty, sooner or later, God's going to reward us with a good client because the fact that we didn't give up and we believed in ourselves.
Excellent. And these people that kind of look for you and try to find out who you are, how did you start finding these people and what did they need from you?
A belief in themselves. There's two things that I've realized, right? There's actually three things. Most people don't have the confidence to take action. So they lack the confidence. And then they lack the belief in themselves. And since you lack the belief in yourself, you don't trust yourself. And because you don't trust yourself, guess what? If you don't trust you, then how can Jimbo trust Daniel? If I don't trust myself, how can I trust Jimbo? So it's really, people that find me is I just put out content pretty much. I have a great following. We have close to 15,000 followers on LinkedIn. We have a great following on Facebook. And we started using TikTok a little bit and Instagram. But my big main social media platforms are LinkedIn and Facebook. And then also we use Pinterest a lot. When you put out a message, your content to say, right, it attracts the right people to you. And one thing that I do is I'm consistent. And a lot of new business people, they don't see the immediate gratification, the immediate reward. So they give up, right? You got to give yourself from day one at least a year, kind of like podcasting, right? Because we do podcast production too. Most podcasts don't make it to 10 episodes because most people give up, right? Because it's the truth. They don't make it to 10. Like you're an exception. You're a freaking gold medalist because you're almost at 100 already. And I want to admire you for that. Congratulations. Really, I mean that. You'd be surprised if you look at if you do some research of how many podcasts start on iTunes and then stop in 10, it would be phenomenal.
When it comes to you and your consistency, though, personally, how did you sort of train that consistency in other people?
You know, I think you got to lead by example. And a great example is my son. I'm 48 years old. And I would say, by God's grace, I'm in better shape than most 20-year-olds in America. Most 30-year-olds in America. Because I value myself. And when you value yourself as a human being, you take care of your body, right? If you want to know if somebody values themselves, look at how they look. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but it's truth. Because you do the inner work, of course, and then you got to do the outer work. And I inspire people, or I lead people by example, right? So many people, they want to talk and talk and talk. No. What are they seeing in you that is consistent? And like my son now, he kills me on bench press. He bench presses over 300 pounds. He deadlifts over 400. And I still take him on curls, but he's pretty stout, but he has a good workout regimen because he's seen me day in, day out workout. And now recently, since we've been in our new house, he came back from school for a while. It's like, I have my little prayer room over here where I spend time with God in the mornings, and he notices that. So he's changing the way he sees his relationship with God. So it's really just being a leader that leads by example. And I think that too many times there's leadership out there that they're insecure. And if you're an insecure leader, you're going to micromanage your team. You're going to micromanage your family. You're going to micromanage because of your own insecurities. You deflect those insecurities on your family, on your team, on your employees. And all you're doing is self-sabotaging the success that you could be at.
Excellent. And, you know, I completely agree. You need the full... You need to be a well-rounded human being. You know, you need the health, you need the business and the financial success, and you also need the faith. You need all of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important because the thing is, this is that is if how can I coach somebody if I don't have some form of credibility, some form of substance to it? And what I mean by that, right? I mean, we do well in business, but how can I get somebody who's worth 100 times more than me to believe in me? Right. And it's because they see that I bring the passion, I bring the energy, and that I care about them. And they see that the value I place on myself. In order to have people that are of higher net worth to believe in you, to want to hire you, they have to see that you believe in yourself and that you take care of yourself and that you mean what you say. And so many people nowadays, they're shallow, right? It's a shallow just level of who they are. But no, I mean, hey, I don't have a problem telling somebody I cried, man, because you know what? Because if you're a human being, you should be crying too. If you fail, we're all going to fail. But if you can't be authentic, and one thing that I spot that really upsets people sometimes, because I call them out on a pre-qualification call that we have, you know, they try to have this false self-confidence, and I just nip it in the bud because I can sense that. I have insight to that. So you know what? I just read people's personalities and their language, and I'm like, you struggle from a thing of, oh, yeah, you have false self-confidence. What do you mean? Yeah, you're blowing up like a clownfish and trying to be bigger than what you are on the outside because inside you feel insecure. And it's not that you're confident. You have a false self-confidence, and I can see right through that. The true transformation comes in your life and in business when you open your heart. We try to lead so much with the intellect of our minds, and you do need to have that wisdom, that skill set, that knowledge. But the true transformation, that true next level of success for you is open your heart. Because until you open your heart, then the true transformation is never going to happen in your thinking. Overnight success, they make a million, and guess what? A year later, what happens? They lost their business, they're broke, because their heart wasn't in the right place. And in my book, The Makings of a Millionaire Mind, in our course, these 27 powerful modules, I walk you through the exercises that I did to change who I was to who I am now. Because it's a journey of becoming. You're becoming that multimillionaire with that mindset to handle the capacity. So what happens? Your character changes. Your integrity is strengthened. And I don't mean moral integrity. I mean your foundation of your integrity to handle more. Mm. And I call it the journey of becoming in the book. And this is one thing where most people fail. And this is why they implode and they self-destruct. Is because they don't protect their hearts. And I got to tell you, I have to tell your audience, you have to protect your heart in business. Because if you don't protect your heart, it's easy to achieve a level of success that you've never had. And then you start treating people that are maybe not as successful as you the same way. There's always pride before the fall, but most people just are blind to it.
Interesting. Just, I don't mean to jump around here on the different topics, but you've also worked in the nonprofit sector as well, right?
Yeah, we have a nonprofit called the Mighty Strong Foundation. And with the Mighty Strong Foundation, we help women with breast cancer. Like I said, my wife's a breast cancer survivor. So we give back to women that have had just some issues with breast cancer or have been impacted by breast cancer. So we help them to, right, whether it's through with helping them with radiation, supplementing that, or chemotherapy, or whatever they may need. It's called the Mighty Strong Foundation. And I love it because we give back to a lot of women, because when my wife went through her journey, she went through her journey almost 4 years. And it's not easy. It's not easy. But you got to have A, God in your life first, and that definitely made it a lot easier. And then B, if you have people like myself and yourself that can give back and help, then it makes everybody's life a lot easier.
How did it feel initially going through that? It must have been very tough. What was the first thought you had going through that?
I knew it was God calling me closer to Him again. Sometimes we get success, Jimbo, and we forget who the provider is. And life has a way of reminding you. And I think for my wife, she wasn't mad. I think so many people, they take the wrong approach when cancer comes into their life, breast cancer. Most people say this, right? And forgive me, right? But they say, oh, fuck cancer. Forget cancer, right? They get angry. What do? You put out that negative energy. So you're never going to get healed with that negative energy. This is what I love about my wife. And she actually inspired me, because there was many times that I was like, just, it wasn't easy for both of us. But for her, she would always say, why not me? She never said, why me? She never played the victim and said, why me? And she would say this out loud. So it even affirmed it even more. she would always say, why not me? Just to see her have that resolve, to see her have that strength because of that. And it made her to the woman she is today. So I'm very proud of my wife, because there was many times that, she carried the family while she was going through her journey too. So I think it's really just understanding that you have to just really honor your vows and help people when they need help, and especially when it's your wife. And we made it through it together. It wasn't her or me. It was as a family, my daughters, right? My son, everybody was there for each other. So it was really a family journey that we all took on this.
And, you know, I think it just carries over to life in general. You know, there's always going to be that dip before the amazing soar again. And, you know, you need to learn how to endure that dip. As we continue moving through this, do you have a website?
Our main website is danielgomezglobal.com. That's danielgomezglobal.com. And that has our Shield of Faith coaching there. And then we also have a link to our other website, danielgomezspeaker.com. That's danielgomezspeaker.com. And then our new website, of course, is themakingsofamillionairemind.com. That's the makings with an S, themakingsofamillionairemind.com. And danielgomezspeaker.com was our first website that we put up. It's still there. And that's me training the United States Air Force, which is amazing, because that was my big break. That was when I really took to the next level and people took me seriously. So it's been a fun ride, you know. And I what I want to do for your audience, anybody out there that maybe you need a little bit of help or you're kind of stuck right now, I want to offer your audience a complimentary 45-minute discovery session. That's a 45-minute discovery session, just me and you one-on-one. I'd love to help your audience with that, Jimbo, and see how we can maybe help a couple of them get unstuck or see what we can do.
If you could go back in time and speak to your younger self, what would you say to him?
Dream bigger. Dream bigger. You're worth more. So I would say dream bigger, dream bigger, dream bigger, dream bigger, dream bigger. You cannot dream bigger enough. Let me say that again. You cannot dream bigger enough. You got to continue to stretch your imagination and go for something bigger.
Amazing. Are there any, you know, final words, you know, you would like to kind of deliver to the audience here?
Yeah, of course. I would say this. I would say, look, maybe you're not where you want to be in life. Maybe you're not. But there comes a point in your life, regardless of where you live and where you're at, you have to take responsibility for your actions. You got to stop playing the blame game. You got to stop complaining. Don't complain. One thing that's going to kill your dreams, one thing that's going to kill your next level opportunity is complaining. The moment you stop complaining, I challenge you this month right now, it's July 1st. I challenge you not to complain for 30 days, this entire month of July, and see how your life's going to change. And I promise you this, if you give God a space and a place in your life, he's not going to disappoint you. And if God can take mold, smelly old mold, and turn it into penicillin, what can he not do in your life if you allow him to? And if no one's ever told you they believe in you, this is Daniel Gomez Inspire saying, right now you're watching this, I believe in you.
Thank you again, Mr. Gomez. It's been a privilege.
Well, Jimbo Paris, thank you for having me, my brother. I had a great, great time. It's a whatever I can do for you in the future, I'm always here for you. It's a blessing to add value to your audience.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So just a quick little shout out. We have some sponsors, Ann and Kemiana Jones Bay. They are part of Six Figure University, teaching you how to make six figures. One used to run a salon shop. The other used to be an engineer. And now they're teaching you how to make salons and sort of get into real estate as well. Next person is Judy Ryan from LifeWork Systems. She's basically an HR superstar. This is our collaborative partner. If you're interested in also working with this type of person as well to help your employee work structure, speak to us. And then also we have a YouTube channel. We're growing in subscribers. Keep subscribing to us now. We'd love that. And then finally, we're available on Roku. This episode will be on our Roku TV channel, as well as all the other episodes. So please check that out as well. All right. Thank you for looking, for watching the Jimbo Paris Show.
Hey, Jimbo. Thank you for having me, everybody. God bless y'all.
Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.